Gemara di Gemara Tzadik Tes and Aleph, the Gemara quoted different Amaroyim, each one had a different Tanoim Amaroyim, each one had a different idea how long would the Tkufa of Yemos HaMashiach live. So one Tana says, right, and one Tana says 40 years. The same length of time that he suffered in the Midbar for Aboim Shon. So the Tana says 400 years. It's supposed to be 400 years. The other Tanaim, one Tana says the amount of years that you have days in a year, 365 years. And Rashi has another guess, it's 365,000 years. Then another Tana says, the amount of time from Bereshis till Yemos HaMashiach, let's say, about 6,000 years so far, that's how long Yemos HaMashiach will be. We'll be doing everything over the right way. Yemos HaMashiach will repeat everything. The other time it says, no, the whole world was destroyed by the Mabul. We started all over again, Mechadosh after the Mabul, said he. We start from the days, from the days of after the Mabul. We start from after the Mabul till Yemos HaMashiach. That amount of time will be redone. Yibos HaMashiach. Different Tanoi. Then the Gemara, we start the Gemara. Gemara has a machloikis, Amaroyim. All of the Nebuahs that speak what's going to be in the future, about the wonderful things that are going to happen. So it's a machloikis and the Gemara, what that's referring to. So Rabbi Yochanan insists, Kol HaNevuim Kulim Nesnabe Elohim Mos HaMashiach, Havle Elohim Abo. The Pasuk says, Ayin Eros Elohim Zulasecha. No one can imagine what's going to be the Yemos HaMashiach. The Pasuk promises some kind of a scar that no one can even imagine. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's the Yemos HaMashiach, and the Gemara says, and this is in disagreement with Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, how can it be that the Pesukim and Novi are describing about a Kufa when such a description is totally different from Olam Hazeh? And Shmuel says, it can't be. Ein b'ed Olam Hazeh, Yemos HaMashiach, Halashivet Malchus Bovat. They'll just be... They won't be checking the Eden, but everything else will be going on. There'll be poor people and rich people. There'll be a kinna and sinna and everything. And people will die. So the Gemara says this is a machloke Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon. So the problem was pointed out that a few of you pointed out the problem. There's a steer in the Rambam that the Rabbi Yechon's Kara talks about. The Rambam quotes in different places. He quotes the two members of the Amara. One place he quotes Rabbi Yechon, one place he quotes Shmuel. So you know, how can it be? It's a hastira. How can he quote both? A major problem. The Terutin not to give a questionable Terutin. Yeah. One of the Rabbanim suggested this in the Terutin, that the Rambam himself writes in the end of Hilchos Melachim that we're not too sure about what the Seder HaDvarim is going to be and what the details are. Yemos HaMashiach, as Mashiach let come in, we'll see which pshat was correct. So that's it. Perhaps this is included also. That this theory also, the Rambam is not sure what's going to be. So once the Gemara is talking about this pasuk, Ayin L'Rasa, the kings of Asecha, Rabbi Yochanan says that pasuk in Navi is a description of what's going to be Lo Elam Abo. That no one ever can imagine that. Ayin L'Rasa, the kings of Asecha. So the first suggestion was that all the Nevi'im are talking about Yemos HaMashiach and Lo Elam Abo, Ayin L'Rasa, the kings of Asecha. There's no Nevi'u at all. The next Amoraim say, no, that goes on a different thing. All of the Haftochet that appear in Tanakh are only called the Nisnabel and the Bali Tshuva, but Tzadikim are on a higher Madrega than the Bali Tshuva, so they are going, their schar in the future is Ayin L'Rasa of the kings of Asur. This is the first opinion. The Gemara says, and this is just what Rabbi Yochanan said, and this is in disagreement with Rabbi Bo. The Amoraim had a machlok, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bo, who's on a higher Madrega? The Bali Tshuva or the Tzadik, why do you have to assume that one is on a high Madriga and the other is problematic? Why is that the Hanukkah? The premise is either the Tzadikim come from birth, like the FSD. Either the FSD is on a high Madriga or the Bali Tshuva on a high Madriga. It's not they're all on the same Madriga. Why does one have to be on a high Madriga is a problem. The Mefarshim don't understand why. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk here in Yeshaya that says, Shalom Shalom Baruch HaKulat Korot Omer Hashem Rufasim. So it's a machloiket. Who is the Rochak and who is the Korb? Does the Rochak mean the one who used to be weit weg from Yiddishkeit, weit weg from the Rebbe Shlom? And the Korb is the one who always came from birth. So the fact that the Baal Tshuva is mentioned first indicates that he's on a high Madrega. Or should I say, no, Shalom Shalom the Rochak. Rochak means the one who is far away from sin. He never sinned, he was always religious, he was brought up in a religious home, he was always observant, and he never did any other. And the Korb is the one who was close to sin, and he was Mizrahi from Yisrael. So the Amoraim both assume, since it says in the Pasuk in Yishai, Shom Shom La Rochak, but Akoroi, it must be there on two different Madregas. The Rochak is on a higher Madrega than the Korah, and that's the Machlokes. Who is who? Which one is the Korah, which one is the Rochak? Is the one the Baal Tshuva, the Rochak is the Baal Tshuva, and the Korah is the Tzadik Nei Korah? Or the Rochak is the Tzadik Nei Korah, and the throne from birth, and the Korah is the Baal Tshuva? So the Akharim still don't see. Where do you see in the Pasuk that there are two different Madregas? What was the Hechrit? Why not say Shom Shom the Lol on the same Madrega? Everybody together.
Not
same Madrega. So it's against all the, against the both opinions in the Gemara. Learning the Yashid the Pasuk. Ayla Rasa, who says it happens to go to Afghan? The Gemara is going to give different interpretations than I Lerot and the Kings of Asecha. What is that Haftochet all about? What is that? There's a Haftochet to someone in the future that we can't even describe, that the Nevi'im don't even have any Chazon. So the first suggestion was that goes on Olam Habo. All the Nevi'im go on Yimor HaMashiach, and Olam Habo is going to be a high Madrega. We can't even imagine. Then the Gemara says, no, this goes on one who's supporting a Talmud Chacham, a Chabad of Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham himself is Ein Lerot and the Kings of Asecha. We have other suggestions. So what's the hechlech to say? These Amoraim held, it goes on a, okay. These Amoraim held, one goes on a tzaddik and one goes on the Baal Tshuva, on a high madrega. One goes on the Baal Tshuva, the other one goes on the tzaddik, is a high madrega. Okay. I thought that's the special reason of the So the Gemara has this machlokes, this who's on a higher madrega, whether the tzaddik, these Amoraim assume. He says that Rashi on the Pasuk in Novi assumes that both on the madrega, that Rashi could be going with the other opinions in the Gemara. I learned Rashi goes on Oil of my book, or goes on Tzaddik, goes on the Talmid HaChachamim themselves, because there's no hechlech. And the first, the kind lay rosa that you have to have different madrigas. So it's me, kind lay yom, they're both on the same madrigas. It could be that this group or this Makuta group is a machloike in the Gemara. Whether the tzaddik neikor and the Baal Tshuva, do you have to assume they're on different madrigas? The half of the Amoraim assume no, they're on the same madrigas. Yeah, the Rambam has adopted this position that the Mokim Shabbat Tshuva Omdin ain't tzaddik migmurim yichodim lama. They have this feeling on the Rambam base. The Rambam quotes that long. The days in the Rambam. How did the Rambam know? The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yechonon, who's on a high madrega. So how did the Rambam know to accept the opinion that the Baal Tshuva are on a high madrega than the tzaddikim? So the Achrayim say, because the Rambam knew from the Gemara in Halachah. The Gemara Kedushin says that the man is Mekadosh and Isha, Amrash, Ani Tzari Gomor, so she's a Mekudeshis Nisofeh. Even though he's a Rosh HaGomor called Chayav, Mekudeshis Nisofeh, Shema Hiru Tshuva Liva. The fact that he says, I'm not sure inside the government, what kind of a statement is that? A man is Mekadosh and Isha in the presence of two Edom, and the Edom are Rishon and Gemurim, Koyim Mechayim. They're crooks, gangsters, murderers, Bali Aber. So he says, the Sophie Kedushin, Shem Ehir Tshuva Belib, Mehecha Teisa? Why should you say Shem Ehir Tshuva Belib? The Achrayim says, the only time you say Shem Ehir Tshuva Belib is in such a case. The man is Mekadosh and Isha, and he's a Yodu as a Rasha, and he makes such a funny statement, Hariyam Mekudesh, I'm Rosh Hani Tzadigom. It doesn't make any sense. Ain't on the way to Dvav Matala. What, is that making a joke? It looks like he's serious. So what kind of a statement, Rosh Hani Tzadigom? He's a Choshesh. Maybe there's a latest Atsokis in the fact that he's a Russian. He says, I'm Rosh Hani Tzadigom, or Shem Ahirat Shuvudim. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. So the Achrayim asked Kakasha, but he didn't say, I'm Rosh Hani Baal Tshuva. He said, I'm Rosh Hani Tzadigom. Even if he is a Baal Tshuva, even if he is Oysa Tshuva, but Tarigom is not on a higher Madrega, he still didn't reach the Madrega. So the Hechrich from the Gemara, that either they're on the same Madrega, or you have to assume the Baal Tshuva on a higher Madrega. So the Rambam assumes like these Amoraim, that either this is on a high Madrega, that's on a high Madrega. So from that Gemara Kiddushin, he was poishe to accept the opinion of Rabba Bo. That the Baal Tshuva are higher Madrega than the Tzaddikim. So if he says, Hariyah Mekudesh is me, I'm Rosh, I need Tzaddik Gomor, is Yesh L'chom Mosayim on it? Shem, here the Tshuva believe him, maybe he's on a higher Madrega than the Tzaddik Gomor.
That's not, I don't think that's our mission. That's a Mishnah? That's a memory of the Gemara. I don't remember. But the mission there is a very strong kash. I don't think it's a Mishnah. We don't believe it. Stop it. Because that's just me stop it. If he wouldn't say, like the case, Stam is Mekadosh and Isha in the presence of two Eidim, and the Eidim are Rishon. So we say, Zainab Kodesh. There's no stop it. From Hechatei, so why should I assume that Shemi Hirushu, the Mizra? He's not known as a Baal Shuv, but if there's room to create a latest Asafik, because Mantas Harem Kodesh is Al Marash, I need Sadi Gomor, and it sounds like he means something, it doesn't sound like he's just joking around. But because they're Jizok, Al Marash, and Sadi Gomor, it sounds like he's serious, so one gets the impression that maybe he was Maharaj Shuv. But we're not sure. We don't know what he's doing, so it's Asafik with Kodesh. Okay. If he's really Maharaj Shuva for sure, so how did it happen? Yeah, we don't know. The suffix? So you treat him like the suffix, Mukudesh. Yeah, beginning of the process. That's the Dachrenim thing. Yeah, that's the problem. So this is what the Dachrenim suggests. Rambam took that Gemara in Kiddushin that's a halacha. Then it's not halacha that the accepted opinion is Rabba Bo and not Rabbi Yehuda. And Achanam, that's what they yes. Why should he take a stand against Rabbi Yehuda? That's the machlokes. Who's on a higher madriga? Yeah. What is this opinion hold? Why the Baal Teshuva a higher madriga than the tzaddikim? In Yiddish, they say avit. They say avetim. It doesn't mean that a higher madriga. The mokum shabal teshuva omdim. The place where they will stand, they say different things to one. Some say a real Baal Teshuva is. Some of the Achrayim have this one. A real Baal Teshuva is. It's the person that they once had an asik with a woman. But if both a mokum and both a isha in the same circumstances, when in the same circumstances, you're not allowed to be there. So it's a yichud. So the Baal Teshuva are there in order to show that their teshuva is correct. But the mokum is a Baal Teshuva omdim. The place where the Baal Teshuva is going to go, the tzaddikim are not going to go. They're not going to go. That's a bit. That's a bit. That's not what it means in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about who's on a higher madrega. What does it mean the Baal Teshuva? Why should the mehechtet? Why should you assume the Baal Teshuva is on a higher madrega? So in our generation, we see why. We don't need such explanation. Because the Baal Teshuva feels so guilty over the fact that they led an improper life before. So this motivates them to be more sincere and to learn more. And then machayev everybody else. They come to shul on time. They show up in minyan every day. They learn daf yomi and they put everybody else to shame. Yeah, we put the FFB people to shame. In the Lincoln Square Synagogue, they have a beginner's minyan. So they always have these Baal Teshuva are invited home to eat by the Baal Batim who are always religious. The FFB. After many years, they had a student together. After 10 years, I think, of the beginner's minyan, they had a student together. So one of the kibbutzes in Lincoln Square held a whole drasha. They asked him to speak. So he held a whole drasha, why we hate you. Why we don't like you, Baal Teshuva. So he says, the end of the week, we're so tired, I'm so tired from the whole week, I want to go to sleep. So you keep on making us sing all those mirrors, and you keep on saying Divrei Torah on the parasha, and you look at us in the middle of davening, you don't let us talk in the middle of davening. That's what it is. The Baal Teshuva Machai is the FFT. They're more serious, and they take everything to heart. So that's what his opinion is. Welcome to Baal Teshuva Omdi. So they can more name of Chelam Lama. Yes. So he says one of the pshatim like that the gerim are more sincere, they're more medakted. Russian gerim he saw because they show up to the Bnei Yisrael, they're more medakted. So the Gemara takes the court. Yes, takes the court. Abin Avraham Ager says that. No, but he quotes the Gemara in Sochem. The Gemara says when you have a chabura of people eating korban pesach, you shouldn't have a chabura shikulam gerim.
Because the Kulam game, they're going to find up Sul in the front. They're going to chapter. They're going to find up Sul in the front. You have to make sure that you have a normal, regular guy there, and he doesn't take everything so overseas. You have to take seriously, but not to exaggerate, to take all the Kulam. So the taste is called like more and stuff. The Gemara says, not to make a chabur, should Kulam game. Because the Shami is active for you, or the date soup, they're going to pass on the Kulam Tesla based on Kulam. Yeah, simple one, because the Bali Tshuva and the Gerim don't have any tradition. I remember in Washington, it used to be a fellow whose father was a Reformed rabbi in Germany. Years ago, he used to live in that, living like this. So he was a Bali Tshuva, and he felt very bad over the fact that his father was a Reformed rabbi. So he used to shuckle all the time by the Davin. He was known to be shuckling by the Davin. And all of his children went to Lakewood and all married Yeshivish, Shidduchim and everything. Everything was wonderful, and it was always Machma and everything. Had no family tradition. His father was a Reformed rabbi. He knew everything his father did was wrong. He didn't know he looks in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah called all the different sheets. He doesn't know what's Mekubal, what's the accepted opinion. The same thing, the Gerim and the Bala Shub. They don't have a tradition, so they have to be Machma and everything. But the person who comes from a religious home, so he follows the family tradition. Now that he follows family tradition, he talks in the middle of davening and not to see his mirror. That's not right. That's against the din. But no, but there's some things we know. So there's a different opinion. And the minig of the family is lahakal. You know, you follow the person on mekal on this and mekal on that. You're not mechuyev to be machma on everything. But those who don't have a family tradition, they're machma on everything. So this was the beginning of the perek until now. But basically, it started off discussing Kriyas HaMeitzah. The Mishnah started off, Kol Yisrael Yesh Mechelet Olam Habo, unless a person doesn't believe in Olam Habo, or a person doesn't believe in Kriyas HaMeitzah, then his punishment will be neither connected neither, he won't have Kriyas HaMeitzah. But then the Mishnah has, Ve'el HaShem Lahem Chelet Olam Habo, there are additional people, not only the one who says, Oy Ma'ein Kriyas HaMeitzah Min HaTorah, one who doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim, one is an Apikoris, a Kriyas HaMachitzayim, also are going to be punished. So until now, from that study till here, the last 9.5 blocks Gemara, the Gemara was discussing Kriyas HaMeitzah, and then the Inyan, they got to talk about Mashiach, another Inyanim. So finally, they finished the discussion of Kriyas HaMeitzah, and all of the related Inyanim. Then the Gemara picks up a new topic. It says in the Mishnah, that one who doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim, the punishment will be that Ein L'Chelek Olam Habo. So the Gemara says, where is this described in Chumash that the one who doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim deserves a tremendous einish? Makes sense. But where does it say in Chumash? The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanim, you have a price, it's Kidvar Hashem Bozo, because HaNefesh Shahid. So what does it mean, Kidvar Hashem Bozo? He has been Mevaze, Kidvar Hashem. What does it mean, Umitvasa Hekvar? He violates the mitzvah. That's mitzvotah hefar. Tikkur. What is it referred to? Of the Gemara, Dvar Hashem is the Chumash. The Chumash is Dvar Hashem, dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu, word for word, letter for letter, dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Zehoy me'ain Torah min Hashemayim. Dvar Hashem is the one who doesn't believe that Torah is min Hashemayim. Then the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean it doesn't believe Torah min Hashemayim? The whole Torah is not min Hashemayim. So the Gemara is going to say, a few lines later, Tanya Yidosh, Dvar Hashem Bozo. It doesn't say Divrei Hashem Bozo. It says Dvar Hashem, one Dibur, even if he just says on one pasuk. It says the whole pasuk, the whole Chumash was dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, except this pasuk he doesn't accept. He thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu smuggled that in on his own. Afilo Omar, Kol HaTorah Kula Min HaShem Chutz Min Pasuk Zeh, Shlo Yamar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ela Moshe Metiyat Ma'amora, that's also called Dvar Hashem Bozo. We assume that the text of the Chumash as we have it, HaTorah HaMitzuyah, we have, our tradition has it that the whole Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have Sekin on a couple of Sukkim here and there. We have a Sufik to a doctor. Is it correct spelling with the A? Is it correct spelling with an Aleph? You have other Sukkim with their Sekin. A Sufik is a Sufik. We have Rabbi Kivegir and the Gilyan Ashat and Masech Hashabbat has a long list of Marmitainas where the Masora that appears in the Gemara contradicts the Masora that we have in our Tanakh, not only in Chumash. And the Rebbe says also, the Gemara has a whole comment, how come the Pasuk has the word stuff like this, and Bayasa not Tanakh, it's not stuff like that. But that's the problem. You have halachas, that the Gemara learns that from here in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Dav Dalit. Gemara has halachas that are learned that, basukas, tosefas, tosefas, and it does not correspond to the way Asuka Tarah is. So it's not that problem. We're not sure exactly what the answer is. You can't say a person is an apikoros because he's not sure. The Mephoshim on the Tanakh are not sure. Rabbi Kineger is not sure what's the correct meaning. But it means on a pasuk that we have no topic what the masoros is. And the person, Shepard Tuchani, says, no, that pasuk is not given to Moshe Rabbeinu because he doesn't think it fits in. Philosophically, it doesn't fit in with the Ashkofis HaTer. He knows Ashkofis HaTer so well, one pasuk doesn't fit in. The Gemara says, if our tradition has it, that this is part of the Chumash, that we assume it was dictated by Kodesh Boko, word for word, letter for letter. That's why it says, Zvar Hashem, not Dibri Hashem, even Pasuk Echo. Then the Gemara says, not only that, Zvar Hashem alludes to Torah Shabbat Seh, that you say orally, Dibur, Zvar Hashem. The Chumash maybe is Kisvei Hashem, the writings of our Kodesh Boko. Zvar Hashem means, even if he accepts Kol HaTorah Kula, the whole text of the Chumash was given by Kodesh Boko, the Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, but some of the drushes of the Torah Shema Peh he doesn't accept. He doesn't accept the Kal V'chaymer. I feel the Kal V'chaymer in Hashman Chutz Yidik Zem in Kal V'chaymer in Zer HaShover. It's the very Torah Shema Peh, so that's more Dvar Hashem. That the Torah Shema Peh is transmitted by Yidei Dibur, by Yidei Amira, from generation to generation. It's also called Dvar Hashem. And the Gemara has another word. Learning, a person can learn without speaking. The Gemara says in Erevin that it's as Gula as the Torah. If the person pronounces the word, and when he learns, not only is his mouth involved, his eyes and his eyes and his mouth and his ears, all of his egorim, and if he shuffles up, his whole body is involved. His whole body is involved in learning. So the Gemara says that it's the school of his egorim. The person will pronounce the word, but if he learns without pronouncing the word, there's also a kiyum of Talmud Torah. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaba holds that one who is a mahara b'divrei Torah does not have to recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning. A person wakes up and he didn't say Birchas HaTorah yet. Is he permitted to be? You're not allowed to learn before you recite Birchas HaTorah. Is he permitted to learn like they hear without pronouncing the words? And the Chabad holds no, that you don't need a bracha for a mitzvah that you kind of machshava. If you're just thinking and learning, let the person have Avas Hashem, has Yiras Hashem. If you don't have any bracha on that, how can you have a bracha on Talmud Torah? So the answer is, so the chelik of Talmud Torah that a person is mekayim by thinking, that is no bracha. But that chelik of Talmud Torah that the person is mekayim by pronouncing the word, by saying it, so that's a maisa mitzvah. So for the maisa mitzvah, you need a bracha. That's what the Beit Yosef developed such an idea. Beit Yosef and Hilchot Teitz upright. That when you fulfill the mitzvah of Tikkun L'Chomei, Rashi's opinion, the Gemara says, Menatar B'Tikkun B'Yal Masadi. And our Teitzah, Yimavat L'Chomei, Menatar Yimuk, and all need for B'Tikkun L'Chomei is known as the Rabban. So what does it mean? If you Mevat L'Chomei, the Gemara says, Mevat L'Belibo, the Zayin. What do you mean, Mevat L'Belibo? He thinks in his mind. Rashi's opinion, Teitzah's opinion is, Mevat means that he's Machke L'Chomei. According to Teitzah, being Machke L'Chomei is not a mitzvah. That's like we have a Harama. We do a Mechiras Chomet. So the original Mechiras Chomet is the way Tyson learns the Gemara. Mevat L'Belibo means you Machke the Chomet, it doesn't belong to you, so Shalchoi Ateraya, Abel Ateraya, Shalachem Shalgevoy. So according to Tyson, the Tikkun L'Chomet means Levi Hefker. The main thing is the word Levi Hefker. And according to Rashi, it's not Levi Hefker. No. If you Machke the Chomet, you're not. Rashi holds that Tikkun, the derived of the Tikkun, the Al Masag, the Tikkun is the Kiyam Amitzvah Tajvisu. Taisa says, what kind of a mitzvah is Tashbisu? Tashbisu is only fulfilled if you destroy it. One time a Rabbi Yudah says you have to destroy it by day Tiwur, and be a Chomet al Abisrefo, you have to burn it. The other time, I'm holding Hashbisas to Bechodov, however you destroy it. So, and so Taisa says, but if you just Mevatel Beliba, how can you say that that's the Kiyam HaMitzvah? So that's what prompts Taisa to say that this is just Nidim Afkel Chomet, and it's not a Kiyam HaMitzvah Tashbisu, it's a way to avoid the whole issue by your Rabbi Mon. And Rashi holds not. Rashi and the Rambam, the Targum Unkelis say no. Tashbisu, the Targum says, Tevatlun. And the Rambam quotes the Targum Unkelis. Tevatlun, Abdikul Chomet, and Zikim Amitzvah, Tashbisu. So the Beit Yosef writes in Hilchot Pesach, what if, on Erev Pesach, the person finds some Chomet, when he did the Chomet last night, he didn't find it, and then on the Erev Pesach in the morning, he finds the Chomet. So does he, let's say, when the person burns the Chomet in the morning, does he say Bracha or not? So the Beit Yosef says, no. Since the people can be done delay, even if you do it the Teh, the Ikar really is the Kiyum Shevaleh. So whenever there's no Mais HaMitzvah, there's no Bracha. That's what the Beit Yosef says. There's only a Birchas HaMitzvah when a person does a Mais HaMitzvah. And a person has a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Without a Mais HaMitzvah, there's no Bracha. That's the person moves into a home that has mezuzah. He didn't hang up the mezuzah. So the Mogen Avram says, he said, Bracha, Shekhidishola, the Mitzvah, and Sivana, Lodo Babayi, Sheyesh Bo Mezuzah. So the later Achmedim say, we don't follow. Obviously, no one ever heard of that Mogen Avram. Rabbi Yosef says at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, the Tishkashuva quotes, so that's Tishkashuva here today, Hilchos Mezuzah, he quotes the Rabbi Yosef disagrees with the Magen Avraham for two reasons. And the reason number one, he says, Nimasalallah Magen Avraham Apecha Brachas, the Brachas have to be composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim. He says, what the Magen Avraham is a member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim, he's composing a new bracha. Asher Kedishon of the Nesosim Tzvan, Allah Dua Bai Sheish Mezuzah, doesn't, such a bracha doesn't exist in the Gemara and Tosefta anywhere, so you can't make up your own bracha. And then he has number two, that Kashi can answer. You don't have to be the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim to compose the bracha. The brachas compose themselves automatically. Whatever the mitzvah is, you say a bracha. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolim made a takana. One should always say a bracha when one performs a mitzvah. So if you're living in a house that has a mitzvah, that's what you say. But then the main taina is the second taina of the Birkei against the Magen Avraham. He says you don't say a bracha unless you do a maisa mitzvah. If you have a kima mitzvah without performing a maisa mitzvah, no bracha is recited. An avos Hashem, an giras Hashem, you don't say a bracha. The person moves into a house. Moving into the house is not a mitzvah. So if you nail on a mezuzah, that's a maisa mitzvah. But living in a house that has a mezuzah, you are in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Of having mezuzahs on the door, but you're fulfilling the mitzvah without performing a ma'isa mitzvah. So the Beit Yosef says, then there's no bracha recited. So that's what the Beit Yosef writes. If you're mevat lachamit balei, you don't recite a bracha. There's a kiyama mitzvah, but there's no ma'isa mitzvah. Dvarim shebalei is not called a hirur, and machshava is not called a ma'isa, so one doesn't recite a bracha. So the Mechaber writes, the same is true. If a person is maharib with the reiter, he doesn't have to recite. Bichas HaTorah anyway. And the Gemara disagrees. The Gemara holds no. Bichas HaTorah is different from all the other Bichas HaMitzvah. Bichas HaMitzvah, Taki, you don't say. If you fulfill the mitzvah, the machshava. But Bichas HaTorah is their writer. Not the same as all the other. All the other Bichas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanah. So Kach Tikna Chachamim, you only say bracha if you're performing the Ma'is HaMitzvah. When you come to Nimun HaTorah, whenever the person is learning Torah, even the machshava, so the Shita Sagra is that even Mahar B'din HaTorah has to say bracha. So let's say a person is learning, he can fulfill the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah without pronouncing the word. He says, Gula Fizikarim, that's all pronounce the word. But if he doesn't pronounce, he's also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, just a machlok is the Mechaber and the Gula, whether he said Brichas HaTorah or not. But he's certainly a fulfillment of the mitzvah. But here the pasuk says, Kidvar Hashem Bozra. He's Mevazah the Dibur that he's supposed to do. When does the person have to do Dibur and Dibur Torah? When is it indispensable to do Dibur? So the Gemara says, when you malam the Torah b'acherem, you can't teach, you can't transmit Torah b'acherem, ayidei machshava. You can only transmit Liman HaTorah b'acherem, ayidei dibur. So the Gemara has a pshat, kibar Hashem bozom. Hay Rav Meir Amar, haloi b'Torah b'ena malamdo. If a person learns a lot of Torah, he enjoys learning, but he never transmits the Torah to other people. It means he has an opportunity to. If he has no opportunity, or he can grab it. If he has an opportunity to transmit Torah to others, and he always turns it down, that's called Dvar Hashem Bozo, the speaking of the Divrei Torah. So learning Torah is a Marshok. Learning Torah is not called Dibur. You can do it, you can do it without Dibur. But to transmit Torah to others is only Ayidei Dibur. Then Rav Nosson says, Dvar Hashem Bozo does Mishena Mashgiach Ala Mishnai. Even on Mishnah, the correct shot in the Torah Shabbat is based on the Mishnah. Mishnah means the Torah Shabbat. So Dvar Hashem means Torah Shabbat. It's transmitted orally from generation to generation. And if a person is not careful about learning the Torah Shabbat Peh, he'll learn Taichin Apostate, Lisa Falkamai, whatever occurs to him on the spur of the moment, and he won't be Medakte to understand the Chumash based on the Torah Shabbat Peh. So he says that's what he refers to, he's Chayt Koris. Dvar Hashem Bozo, he Koris the Koris. Mishenim Ashgiach Ala Mishnah. It's important, you see, a lot of times when a Malama teaches children in Cheder, he teaches Chumash. Can't expect when the children are very young, can't expect that the Malaman has to teach Kol HaTorah Kula. The little children is not the clear. But he has to teach the correct pshat according to the tradition of the Torah about that. I remember there was one teacher who was teaching in one of the yeshivas Tanis, who was teaching that Eratisha, so he said they got engaged. It's the wrong pshat. Eratisha got engaged, and I wish it's Chayt Kila because she's engaged. But the same money, it doesn't take so much time to explain what's Erisin. Erisin is Kiddushin. And modern Hebrews say Erisin is engaged. It's not so complicated to explain Erisin and Nisuin. It's not so difficult to explain what Erisin is, explain what Nisuin is. So when the Malamed is teaching Chumash, he says, Eratisha, he has to say what Erisin is. Let's say it says in Chumash you bring a carbon chatas when you violate an aver b'shogeg. So the Malana does explain you only bring a carbon chatas what aver b'shogeg. In the Chumash it doesn't say. Some part of the Torah will tell you have to say when you teach little children. You have to say when you do an avera, which if you would have done it, you would have done it amazing, you would have chayv korei. So if you violate the avera b'shogeg, you chayv chatas. Now we have to go into all the details. Only the Kumbah say, not the Shevi Altar, so what's the Chalak Lachatoyah? You don't have to teach the whole creases, if you're just teaching little children. But this is part of the Torah Shabbat there, is crucial for the Tirish Amilas of the Torah Shabbat Chzav. So that's what Amnason said. Yishayna Mashgiach Ala Mishneh. If a person learns Tanakh, he's learning Torah Shabbat Chzav, and he's not medactic on the traditions of the Torah Shabbat there to interpret the Tanakh properly. So he's learning false pshat in the Chumash. That's Dvar Hashem Bozah. The Dvar Hashem is the Masor of the Torah Shabbat there, which is the interpretation of the Torah Shabbat Chzav. Much of the Torah Shabbat is just Paisokos, all the Dikdukidim. That's it. That you can learn Tanakh without it, without knowing all the Dikdukidim. Certain aspects of the Torah Shabbat are crucial pashas for the Tirish Amilus of the Torah Shabbat. Then Rabbi Naharoi says, Dvar Hashem Bozo means, whoever has time to learn, and he chooses not to, Yishev Shalalat of Gator Deino Isaac. He had an option to learn, and he goes to the movies, or he watches television instead. There's Dvar Hashem Bozo. Mevaze Dvar Hashem. So all of these Hanoim are all interpreting Dvar Hashem in some aspect or another of learning. Either he denies that the text of the Chumash is Min HaShemayim, or he denies that the one pasuk in the Chumash is Min HaShemayim, after the Dvar Hashem Dibrechot, or he denies a Kal V'Chomer, there is an aspect of Torah Shabbat there, or he's not Melamei Torah Tav, the Dvar Hashem Bozo, he's not didactic on the limud of Torah Shabbat there. The other Tanoim distributed to him, Dvar Hashem, goes on Avodah Zarah. Because the Gemara says in the end of Makkos that the Rabbanu Shlom gave a Torah to the Lord of Moshe, Baruch Hu Tzivos Yankim, Torah to the Gematria 611. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a 611 mitzvah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah to the Gematria 611 to the Lord of Moshe. Where the 613 mitzvahs, the other two, that's a nechiv liyuchon and piyag gula shemayim. Because if you look in the Aseret HaDibrei, in the first two, it says a nechiv, the Rebbeinu Shlom speaks to us directly. A nechiv Hashem alakecho. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem hu alakechem. The Rebbeinu Shlom speaks to you directly. Liyuchon alakechem alakechem alpon noy. And then it says, Kishesh yitam imbat Hashem as Hashemayim utor. It says, Kabir HaSidach HaSmecho, Eman Yerichon Yamecho, how to say? The rest of that Aseret HaDibrei are clear that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, not that the Rebbeinu Shlom is speaking directly. But the first two is the Agur Hashemayim. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel Tanya. The Dvar Hashem Bozo is an allusion to specific that is correct for Avodah Zarah. Because the other Tanoim said a big Chiddush. If a person has an opportunity to learn and he goes to the movies and said, Islam, he wastes different man, even man, it's Chayt Korin. One is Mevazah Torah Shabbat Teh. One had an opportunity to give Lama Teh Nachem is not Malam, it's Chayt Korin. That's what the Pasuk says. Dvar Hashem Bozo, he calls Hanef Shahid. Wow. So Rabbi Shmuel denies it. He says, what are you talking about? How do you make up a new Korin? A person doesn't learn to this capacity. He doesn't Malam Teh Nachem. He says, come on, goes on over the Rabbah. Dvar Hashem goes on the Diva Nechiri, Hamtiyat Gur Shemayim. Okay. You have sometimes Misa that has no Korah, and you have sometimes Korah that has no Misa. You have both. So this part is said, that this Korah. You have the Moshe Maka of the Vina, the Kalalo of the Imoi is Misa, and there's no Korah. And you have sometimes Boal Achoytoi is Korah, and there's no Misa. You have other Mepatin, Mepatsiris, Sofi Shemin Amishto, you have a whole bunch of people that have Korah and outside Misa. You have a few people a chayt, let's say, Mzelim in a chayt, but they're not chayt korah. That's the Gemara earlier. There was a sugya on Samach something. We learned it a while ago, a couple of years ago. There was a sugya in the Samach about the fact that sometimes there's korah without the mitzvah. That's what it is today. Samach and a day. But sometimes there's korah and there's no mitzvah, sometimes there's mitzvah and there's no korah. In order to be chayv chatas, the shogeg is only if you chayv misa, only if you chayv korah the neizim. If you chayv misa the neizim, but no korah, then if you violate the aver b'shogeg, you're not chayv chatas. So this is the pasuk that says that another Avodah Zarah has Koris. You're right. There are other pasukim that say has Isa too. But you need that there should be Koris, otherwise B'shogeg there wouldn't be a Chiyuv Katan. So these are the different interpretations of the Tanoim on that pasuk in Bamidbar. Kibbar Hashem Boza, what is it referring to? Mitzvasa Heifar. What is the Mitzvasa Heifar? So the Gemara says, Kibbar Hashem, the Gemara has other Tanoim. Kibbar Hashem Boza, one says it goes on an Apikoris, and one says it goes on a Megalophonim Akoris. So what's an Apikoris, what's a Megalophonim? So the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion on that. But the whole discussion of the Gemara is working on the assumption that the Megalophonim Akoris is erger from the Apikoris. An Apikoris is dead enough. The Taliban Matar is worse. They point out that there's a Taisi Siyamte, the Mekoshim on the Anyankin points out that there's a Taisi Siyamte on Pirkei Avos, on this Mishnah Teragimel, Mishnah Yidalas, that the Mor is going to quote right over here. The Taliban Matar, the Taisi Siyamte says that the Apikoris is a worse Madrega than the Galapan Matar. The Achaim says against the whole gist of Agamor. Agamor is going to assume that the Mekoshim Prakar. We're going to try to figure out who is an Apikoris. Who is the Megalopon Matar? On the assumption, Megalopon Matar is the Ergot and an Apikoris. So there was Tanoim here who said that Bar Hashem Boz refers to the Apikoris, and the other Tanoim says no, refers to Megalopon Matar. So that's, in other words, only the one who does the greater of the Ergot is going to get cursed. The one who's only an Apikoris is not going to get cursed. Only the one who does the greater of the Ergot. What says Mitzvasa Heifar? We're going to get to it soon. Who would it be? What is Mitzvasa Heifar? What do you mean? The Poshav Shach and the Poshav and the Poshav, he doesn't keep the mitzvah. The Gemara understands differently. He has a mitzvah that he undoes. Nathan. He has a mitzvah that he undoes. What do you mean he has a mitzvah that he undoes? So the Gemara says that refers to Hamesha Bris Vosra. The parents did a Bris meal on the baby when he was 8 days old, when he was a little baby. Then when he grows up, he used to be under pressure. He used to go, the Greeks were very, held a lot from the human body. So he used to work out a lot, and he used to be mocked on the beauty of the human body. So they held that they didn't like Bris Mila. The Greeks were against Bris Mila. They held that philosophically. The Rabbanu Shlom created man, like this. So why are we trying to improve on the Rabbanu Shlom's world? We were also before. Mar says that from the truth of the Rosh method, Akiva and Yisrael, which is better? Which is on a higher Madreg? Maisa Kodesh Baruch Maisa Vasa Vadom. So he's going to trap the Akiva. He wants the Akiva to say, of course, what the Rosh Hashanah does is greater than Maisa than Yisrael. Then he's going to ask him, the next step is going to be, he's going to ask him, so why do you do at this meal? What are you improving on the Rosh Hashanah's world? So when he asked the Akiva the question, he said, the Shani Pashtan, what he has up his sleeve? So he said, Maisa than Yisrael is better. Said right away that Rosh Hashanah created the world and he wants us to improve everything. He made a nice world and he wants us to improve it and make it better. So there was a big problem in the days of the Tanoim. Many of the Eden felt so uncomfortable with the Bishmila that they had. So they used to hang out with the Yevonim. They used to go swimming, they were naked. They used to be Moshe Charlotim. They would pull the skin down in such a way that it wouldn't be noticeable that they had a Bishmila. So the Gemara has it in Masech Shabbat. The Gemara has Aloha, just quoted the other day, that the person once had a Bris Mila, and then later on, by itself, the Or Ha'orlo extended, and it covers over the Aver again. So the Gemara says, Minatari, he doesn't have to repeat the Bris Mila as good way to. Once he had a Bris Mila, then you have to do that. If he cut it up, you don't have to repeat it. Right, the Mishnah. So the same over here. Once he did a Bris Mila, if it was done properly the first time, so then, even Minshach or Lossoi, it's only required me the Rabbonim to repeat the Bris, and it's only Tam Marisayim, because people may think that he never had a Bris, and then the Ramon Yeridei writes, there's only Marisayim, the Din Bris Milam and Atari requires that you have to have Rove of the Atari Shidin in Galah. Whatever the Atari is, that's from the first thing that they said, but the Atari means the whole tip of the Eva or Erla, or the Atari means the Chuta Amaki, the part that goes around. That's the Atari. That's the Atari means everything should be in the Gila. What about Atari means the robe of the tiny little ring that goes around, the robe of the whole, the Atari means the crown. So there's two kinds of crown. Sometimes there's a crown that goes around like this, sometimes the crown that goes like this. So that they said, because the two solution, what does the word Atari mean? The Reiv HaTorah is going to have two shots, whether the Reiv HaTorah of the Tzitz or the Reiv HaTorah of the Chuta Matzah. So the Ramah in Yeriday and Hilchos Milah quotes from the Achronim that since Nimshach HaLotza only has to repeat the Bris Milah with the Rabbanim, the Tam Marisayim, as long as Shlish of the Eber is Megula, that's sufficient. If the Moil in the first, if the baby has an Orah Orlo, and the Moil only cuts enough that Shlish is Megula and Shnei Shlish is Mechutza, so there's an Orlo. He never did the Milah. Milah by definition means he cut off, he removed Basa Chayzah Shreifah Torah. But if he first had a Milah Kedin, and he was a little baby, they did the Milah Kedin, and then later on, in later years, the Nimshach HaLotza extended. But then the Ramah says, you're only obligated to repeat the Bris Milah if you don't even have Shlish Megula. But if Shlish is Megula, so the people will understand that there's no problem. They must have had a Bris Milah, and then they grew back again. How can it be that Shlish is Megula? They will understand it's a problem on Nimshach HaLotza. That's how the Ramah says. So the Beis HaLevi writes, yes, the whole din of Nimshach HaLotza requiring a repetition of the Bris Milah, that's only with the Rabbanim Mishum Arisayim. But if the person on purpose is made for Bris, on purpose he wants to look like a god. He wants to cover up the fact that he has a Bris Milah because the geeks are unhappy with it. Or whatever society he lives in is afraid to be identified. After the Second World War, many Jews were afraid to be identified as Jews. So they didn't perform Bris Milah on their children. They want to keep it a secret from the children that they were Jewish. And then most of them found out 40, 50 years later that they were Jewish, their parents were Jewish. So the Gemara says, if a person is made for Bris on purpose, he undoes the Bris Milah, that's a Chiyuv Karet. That's not the Rabbanim, that's an Issa Deraisa. That's because the Pasuk says that Mitzvah Hefar, the Karet, Mitzvah Hefar refers to the one specific Mitzvah Milah. Hefar means he undid the Mitzvah, because the Gemara, the Tanoim understood, where else do you have a mitzvah that you already did that can be undone? He shook a lulav, last year on Sukkot, how can he undo the Nativus Lulav? He put on tefillin yesterday, he said Krishna yesterday, what can he do today to undo the mitzvah that he did yesterday? So this Milah is a mitzvah that the person has that's nimshach. It's an ongoing kiyama mitzvah that he has to this Milah. So if he's Moshe Chalotra, he's made for the Bris. He undoes the Bris Milah that he has. So that's an Avera there, right? Right. But here, what he's doing is he's hiding the fact that he's Jewish.
But that's not something that happens to be informal to the as a fetus, to his formal baby, that's the challenge of the fetus. Not anything else you're trying to do artificially create later in your life or all the time.
Okay. No, if the moil once did a Bris Milah, then our Lord says even if the skin extends by itself, that's not called Orla Minatar. But if he does it on purpose to cover up, to hide the fact that he has a Bris Milah, that is, Tanoim say that that's an Aver Deraisa for which you hide Korea. Yeah. Right. That's right. The Gemara says, yeah, the Avkarat on any mitzvah. An Akhanami. Right. That can apply, you're right. That would apply to all mitzvahs. So why is it only saying mitzvah sehefar? So they understood it's referring to one specific mitzvah, the heidiyah, namely the mitzvah milah that he's hiding. That's not the sum of that pshat. Mm-hmm. Right, that's the Shulas Rav Chaim or Zarua, the son of the Rav Yitzchak or Zarua, the famous Zarua. So his son has Shalas and Shulas, so he points out that Gemara. Gemara says that when David HaMelech went to the Beit HaMelech, so he felt very uncomfortable. He has no tzitzis, he has no tefillin, he's not booked in the Beit HaMelech, he doesn't have a Sefer Torah with him. HaMelech has had a Sefer Torah, didn't have a Sefer Torah, didn't have anything. He was Orem and Amitzvah to them, and he saw his Bris Milah, so he was happy. He wasn't so happy that his parents fulfilled, his father fulfilled the Bris Milah when he was 8 days old. But the Maharaj HaZohar writes, no, you see it in Agamah, that it's an ongoing came on this. So that's the pshat. When he's made for the bris, so he stops that ongoing, he does on purpose. If it extends by itself, from the Torah, it didn't affect anything. It's considered that it still has the ongoing came on this. But if he does it on purpose in order to hide the fact that he's Jewish, in order to sever his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, so that's considered an aver, she is of course. So once the Gemara was talking about the importance of learning Torah and learning Torah Shabbat Peh and transmitting Torah, so the Gemara puts in a few important words about the Gemara. The Gemara says it's important to chazan. A lot of people don't enjoy reviews. They want to hear something new. The Gemara says in the Zohar, the Gemara has an expression, Kosha Atika Mechanata. It's more difficult to review than it is. It's always interesting to find a new Gemara, Daf Yomi every day, new Daf. But if they tell the Daf Yomi people at the end of the Sif to go back to the beginning of the Sif to learn it again, so a lot of people wouldn't be so happy about that. One year after so they gave Shirin and Yeshiva, he learned Nida Mikvot. So the next year, he started first, he says he wants to do Nida Mikvot again. He feels that he didn't do justice to it last year. So Ruba of the students didn't want. They just heard the Mikvot. They said, no, that's it. He's going to learn again. Nida Mikvot. The same thing the second. And he said, over better. The second time he felt that he said better than the first time. So that's what the Gemara says, the importance of chazan. One who learns Torah doesn't review it in order to make sure that he's going to remember it, is Moshele Ma'adavadayma, Lodim Shazareh Deina Kaita. Like a farmer, he plants and he harvests and he works so hard. And then when it comes to punchline, he doesn't harvest it for it. So it's all wasted. And what are you going to say over the Gemara again? You're going to be Ma'adav Sedra again? You know this already. You remember all the Yom. It says it's like a niggin. Say it over like a niggin, it will be good for you. The Rashi explains, why does Rebbe Tzvi say twice, Zamer b'chol yoyim, Zamer b'chol yoyim? That your chazan every day, having the sadar v'mutcha, apot v'shisad v'bificha, v'zemer, that your chazan you're learning, and you're speaking with that you won't forget, then, lo'ilam habo, when you will be in lo'ilam habo, it will be good for you. Then you'll have what to sing about. Then you'll be able to sing lo'ilam habo, say lo'ilam habo, v'simcha v'shir, you'll be in a good mood. Why? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, Nefesh HaMel, Om lo lo. If a person is Om lo ba'tera, a person has the idea of Om lo shal tera, so the Torah will be Ame lo ba'ado. The Torah will work for him and see to it that he gets a good spot in Olam Haba. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says, Amir b'chol yom. Sing it, even if you know the Torah, even if you know the Limud. Say it again, review it again, so that the more you give Om lo shal tera, yeah, so the Torah will be Ame lo ba'ako and see to it that you will have a good spot in Olam Haba.
Why did he
first say Zamer before the second time he first said the Chazara?
He's emphasizing what he's saying. He's saying that. Why doesn't he just say Zamer before
the right. I thought that Rashi was saying a different thing. I thought that Rashi says Amer b'chol yom. The first comment that Rabbi Akiva says Chazer every day, even though you know it, and this will lead you to Amer b'chol yom. When Olam Habo, you'll be able to sing a good name. You'll be in a good spot in Olam Habo. Another shot. So he's emphasizing the importance of Chazor. The Gemara says David HaMelech was punished because he said, "Dearest Hayyuluchu Kecho," that at one time in his life he took the learning a little too light-hearted. A lot of times, Bachin Yeshivas who are learning. So they make a hakira, it's like this, and big terrorists are fooling around, they're right near, they're not serious enough. This is learning, this is not a game. A lot of times the Bokhan get a little too cheerful, so they treat it like a game. That's what Dovra Melech was nenesh for. You have to be a little serious, but it should still be with an idiot, it should still be with a happy mood. It doesn't mean that the learning up there has to be dead serious and morose, it should be cheerful. Like the Gemara has an alashon that hadvarm smechem kinesinasa misina. When you learn the Torah lamitam, so the Gemara has an expression: it's as cheerful as it was at the day on the occasion of Maimon Asina. Real good Torah is cheerful Torah. going to be cheer everybody up. You don't call it Yiddish because it's not a get. That's the with the series. Yeah. Yeah. Maimon Hatzina was both. It was the same of the year, the rest of the year. It was the trembling with fear and trembling. And it was also with great simcha. So our learning of Torah has to be a replica of Maimon Hatzina. It has to be with cheer. It has to be cheerful Torah. It has to be the aim of the year, the rest of the year also. Correct. Gemara says both. Then the Gemara quotes this pasuk, Adam la'am o'yulad. Pasuk in here says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man la'amo, that he should work. So the Gemara says, we're not sure, what does it mean la'amo? Does it mean la'amal malacha, everybody has to work? Or does it mean la'amal peh, that he should speak? Why should anybody in his right mind think that the Baruch Hu created man that he should work? The Gemara is going to reject it, it's not so. Because it says in the Chumash, that was the punishment after the chet of the Eitz HaDaat. You're going to have to work, that's an Einish. But here the Pasuk in here is describing the Rebbeinu Shlomo's creation of Adam was Adam La'amo Yulad, Kodem Achet was La'amo. So it can't refer to Amal Malacha. The Gemara is going to reject that. Why do we think in the first place Amal Malacha? What kind of a Tachlus Abriya is that? Tachlus Abriya of creating Adam Arishan was that he should work all day long. What's the Chachma there? So the Mefarshim explained it. Marsha and the others explained there's a Mishnah in Subas that when a couple gets married, then the Mishnah lists out what are the husband's obligations in the marriage, what are the wife's obligations. So the wife's obligation is she has to wash the laundry, she has to diaper the baby, she has to take care of the children, sure, she has to do all the different things. What if her father is wealthy, and when she got married, the father gave her the gift, the shivcha. So the shivcha can take care of half of the work, and she only has to do half. What if the father is very wealthy, and he gave her two shivchas, so she doesn't have to do two-thirds of the work, she only does one-third of the work. What if the father gave her three shivchas? So one father says she can sit and fiddle her thumbs all day long, she doesn't have to lift her fingers, not going to do anything. And the next father says in addition, that's ridiculous, because batola, if a person sits and does nothing, batola nevi'ele de shiamum. Batola, when a person is not engaged in something productive, it'll lead him to become stupid. Shiamum is dopey. He'll lose his brains. The next time it says worse than that. Batolam is ila de zimo. It'll lead a person to sin, to Gilead, right? So that's what the Tana says, even if the father is very wealthy, and she has a lot of shvachas who are taking care of everything, she still has to be involved in some kind of activity, because it's important. Every person has to do some along. So that's what the Gemara had to have in me. Maybe the Taisha and the Pasuk called them Lamo Yulad, to see to it that man shouldn't become stupid and man shouldn't sin. Maybe it's important that man should always be engaged in some activity. So the Gemara says, no, it goes on Amal Peh, it doesn't go on Amal Malacha. That's not correct. You assume that Amal Malacha, that's after the Chet of the Eitz HaDaat, Zeh Safech Techlach. In Kodem Achet, the original plan of the deal was Amal Peh. And then the Gemara says, well, what does it mean Amal Peh? Adayin any day, Amal Peh, Amal Sicha. What is the creation of Adam? Is it just to chatter a whole day? To talk. To talk what? To talk to the Torah, to talk Islam, Goran, the Torah. So the question is, what's the happening? Why should I think that the Tachlis Adam, in fact, we don't understand the happening, why should I feel Amal Malacha? What's accomplished? What's the greatness of Adam that he's created, that he took? So the Marsha, the other question said, because we usually divide the whole deer into four different categories, doesn't Sameach Chai Medaber. We divide into mineral, vegetable, and animal. Animals, vegetables, and Zodinim is minerals, and Sameach is vegetables, and Chai is animals. And the human being is a fourth category, that's Medaber. So what do you call Medaber? That means, yeah, thought, but usually Medaber means speaking. Speaking. Like the Pasuk says, why does she call Chava? Hihi hoisa ein kol choy. Chava was the mother of all the living animals. How is she the mother of the elephants and mother of the tiger? What do you mean, ein kol choy? So Ibn Janach writes in his Taisha and the Chumash, ein kol choy. Yom yom yechava doar. Yechava means to speak, to convey a message. Ein kol choy, the mother of all the speaking people, the human beings, are called Medaber. And the Tagmokla says on the Pasuk, Reipach Diachov Nishmatani, Yodam Nefesh Chayo, the Ruach Mamawala, that the uniqueness of man is that he can speak. Speaking represents the thinking. So that's what the Gemara had to have on Mina. Adam La'amal, you Lord, doesn't mean la mal malacha means la mal peh. And the Gemara had a haver meaning maybe as long as he says something, as long as he's thinking about something. His speech represents some kind of thought, not necessarily Torah. And the Gemara says, no, that's also ridiculous. Speaker is to talk to the Torah, not to talk to the table. Yeah, the Chafetz Chaim talks about this. What does it mean? Omar, he talks a lot about this. He has many essays about speaking. So he says, what is the Gemara driving at? Lamal Peh. Lamal Peh. So he says, when a person is talking about the weather, or he's talking about going shopping, about diapering the baby, so there's no mitzvah to be marich, to say over the same thing, ibegechaz a tenta. But if a person is talking in the very Torah, there's no mitzvah to be makatzer, other rather. Adopt nish kagum v'asa, it'll say barichas, say over the same thing. Morris says in the beginning of Sochem that it's a gula for hatzloche, for the Talmidim, the other is Yilamar Adam Talmidah of the Loshin Kisora. You'll be more successful if you teach the Talmidim to say it in one word. If you say the whole thing, barichas, 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 and then you ask the Talmidim say it over, so they're going to say it over barichas. It'll take forever. So if you say in one word, that's why Rav Zolovej Goyi used to say. Is that according to Rama Tadina Chepse, according to Rashi Tadina Maloy, whatever, he would explain, and then said, this concept is represented by this word. He would hit the nail on that, give you one word that represents, okay, so that's a good malam, it knows how to be malam of the Talmud, the Derech Ksorah. But the Derech Ksorah, putting in the one word, that's after you give the whole Hasbara, what it is. After you explain, so the explanation should be by Richard, that's what the Gemara says, La Malte, there's nothing wrong with saying all the Divrei Torah by Richard Yisera. Other rabbis should explain and explain it to make sure that that it's understood. Yes. All of those are the main people, yes. The Yiddish people. The Mashur and the others quote that the Belt says, La Amal is the Rashi Tevis, Lil Meramanos Lalami. La Amal. Adam La Omo Yulot, Lil Meramanos Lalami. And others say, maybe it's Lil Meramanos Lalami. They said he's making a Rashi Tevis. So there's up to ask the Lil Ramanas Lalamit. He can be anything with the last one. Okay, whatever. Then the Gemara speaks about the importance of learning Torah. The Gemara says earlier in Sanhedrin, Torah people on the Moshe by Rosh Kehilat Yankiv. So the Pashup Shat is that the Torah of the Yerusha follow Klal Yisrael. The Medrash says on that passage that Rabbi was once giving Shir and an Amoris walked in and he didn't understand the Shir. And Rav Chia didn't bother to explain it. He was giving a shiur to the Talmidim. He wasn't giving a shiur to the Balabas. And the Balabas started to scream, Gazlan, you're a Gazlan. He didn't know what did he want. So the Balabas started to explain. The Torah is the Yerusha for all of us. You stole my Yerusha. Give me my half of the Yerusha. You should share the Torah with all of us. The Rabbanim talked in such a highfalutin language, the Balabas can't understand. So the Gemara understands the Pshut Shomit, the Torah Sivu Lalamashem by Russia. The Yerusha for all of Klal Yisrael. The reason why he uses the word Myrusha as opposed to the word Yerusha, because there are two different words in English, there are two different words. There's an inheritance and there's a heritage. An inheritance means my rich uncle died, he left me $100,000, and I can do whatever I want. I can give the $100,000 as a donation to a dog hospital in South America if I want. I can do whatever, I can gamble away all the money, I can buy schnapps and pour the schnapps down the drain, do whatever you want. But a heritage is a different, a heritage means a Yerusha that you got, and it's a family heritage. You have an obligation to transmit it to the next generation, secret that it's all preserved. That's what the Chumash uses the Lashon in the two places, by Torah and by Eretz Yisrael. It's called my Rasha. Anasati Artalachem by Rasha, the Hashem. And by Torah, they tell you a lot of Moshe and by Rasha, Kibbutan. Neither it's the Yerusha, but it's the Yerusha that you have an obligation. It's a heritage. We're not the Balabat, we do whatever we please. We are obligated to see to it that we transmit the entire Torah and the whole Eretz Yisrael that we have to the next generation. So the Gemara says the word Myrusha means a Yerusha, special kind of Yerusha, a heritage, not just an inheritance. Then the Gemara also says Myrusha means Lashon Lu'urasa, that all of the Eden are in a certain sense married with the Torah. Everybody has Erisin. There's Erisin and there's Nisun. Erisin means they're just Kiddushin, and Nisun means that they're living together and they have much more Shaychet with each other. They just met each other. They just married. That's all. So the Gemara says everybody has a madrega of Erisin, and the big Talmid Chacham of Yassim have a higher madrega of Shaychet with the Torah. They even have an Nisuin. They can, like a couple after being married many years after having Nisuin, so the wife will already know what the husband's reactions will be to any given event, and the husband will already be able to guess what the wife's reaction will be. So they know each other very well. They're in Yiddish, and they just, they don't know each other so well. They just got married. But Nisuin is a further stage. So we have Talmid Chacham having Nisuin with the Torah, but everybody has the Madrega there. So he had, Rabbi Yechanan, the Shlokish has a comment on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Noye Fisho, Chasale, someone who's Mizana with an Eishes Ish, is an idiot. Chasale. What is he referring to? Zakta Zalem and Torah the Shrokin. That's a person who doesn't learn Torah on a regular basis. Once in a while he opens up the Gemara and he learns. He doesn't learn in a Seder Kavua. When a person is married to his wife, he lives bekvias with his wife. When a person is going to a nation sish to have an affair, it can't be bekvias. The husband is around. So whenever the husband is out of town, whenever the husband is not around, so he sneaks in and he runs in. The person that doesn't learn Torah in a kvias dikaifen is demonstrating, not only does he not have nisun with the Torah, does not have and does he's not married. It's like he's having an affair with an Eishes Ish. That's what he says, that's terrible. No Yefisha, Chasaleh, Zaleh, Metorah, the Frokin. Once in a while, he decides to learn Torah. Shenem, what the Pasuk says, Ki Noim, Ki Sishmen, the Vitecho, Yokonu Yachto, the pleasantness and the emus of the Torah is if the person learns the Kriyas. He learns all the time and he has everything Mesudah. He has a whole heckup of Kola Terakulo. Like a married couple, they're with each other all the time. So that's a mylan learning. But the person, once in a while, he decides he's going to learn not on a regular basis, that's a terrible thing. That's why there's an importance to be kavei, even later. A person should set aside a specific amount of time every day, whatever, as much time as he possibly has, to learn in a kinesic fashion. Not just whenever he has free time, he's going to hop a sefer and learn. One day he's going to learn Mabes Sedra, one day he's going to learn Mishnayot, one day he's going to learn Gemara in a haphazard fashion. You should do it in an organized fashion. Well, learn Daf Yomi, or learn Daf Yomi, Mabes Sedra, okay. But not just whatever sefer happens to be. You should always have the same sefer with him, and have a goal, and finish something. That's where Reish Lakish quotes, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Yochono Yachdo. Everything is Masuda together. That's a normal marriage. That's like a husband with his own wife. Any more comments about Chizkio HaMelech didn't get married, it says. And Yishayah Novi came to visit him, he took sick, he was going to die. Yishayah Novi comes and Vakach Chela says, you're going to die. They're telling him, you're going to get better. You get to Maklal, you're going to drop dead. He says, what happened? It's a punishment for not getting married. Then he says, no, but I saw Baruch HaKadosh, I'm going to get married, I'm going to have a son, Abed Abed Azar. So Yishayah Novi says, that's not your race, you're supposed to get married anyway. So he got married, and he had a son, Menashe, who was an Ovid Abed Azar. Okay, who was terrible. He said, then Gemara has a discussion, did Menashe do tshuva or not? Gemara is going to discuss later. So this Menashe, what was the terrible thing that he did? So this is Nebuch. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was such a tzaddik. He was a marbitz Torah barab. He got everybody who done about Be'er Sheva. Everybody, men, women, children, everybody knew all of the laws of Tumah V'Tareh. Everybody was learning. And his son was Nebuch HaRosh. His son was a Rosh. But the Chassidim, they say, well, why was his son a Rosh? So the Gemara said before that the Rabban Shalom wanted to make Chizkiyahu HaMelech on Tzadik Dalmat, the Gemara Shalom wanted to make Chizkiyahu HaMelech on Shir, but he didn't sing Shira. The Chassidim placed a lot of emphasis on singing. So they say Chizkiyahu HaMelech was good for the whole Klal Yisrael, he made everybody learn Torah, but his son was brought up in his father's home, he never sang Zeris. Never sang Zeris. It had a negative effect on his son. His son was—he was very strict with his son. He got along Torah, and he never showed him the pleasantness of Torah. He never showed him that the Torah is—you're not allowed to say Zeris or Lichukecha. In a sense, it's all things are gay, but you have to show them the emus of the Torah. So that's Achdim Shavet. That's why, because he didn't sing Shira, that's why he had a son who was Menashe. He saw Baruch HaKadosh is going to have the son. So the Gemara says, what was the Kefelach Hazach of Menashe? He was terrible. He was Yoshe B'Dorish Ba'Godah Shal David. He used to chep the Pesukim in Chumash. And he was complaining that Moshe Rabbeinu decided, that Moshe Rabbeinu edited the Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu made the decision what is going to put in, what is going to leave out. Moshe Rabbeinu was foolish. He put in silly things into the Chumash that didn't belong. He could have left out a lot of things. For example, it says, Achoyt Lotin Timna, but Timna Hoyti Pilegish Levin. What do you have to write that for? What do you have to write all the details? Moshe Rabbeinu did a very poor job of editing Plagas Zodin, And as if Moshe Rabbeinu edited the Chumash, it was all dictated word for word, letter for letter by the Rabbi Shalom. So Yotzeh Basko, the Yom Lo, so the Basko came out from heaven and said to Menashe, you shake, it's you, Oizbor. Teisha v'yochicha tzedaber, you're complaining about Moshe Rabbeinu. Ali yidu zayna nochicha. The Beni Mecha titan doifi, complaining about the Moshe Rabbeinu. Eilo tisa v'echarashti, if that's all you would complain about, the Moshe Rabbeinu edited, did a poor job of editing the Chumash, echarashti, I would keep still. Obedi misa hayois, eya kamoicha. But do means you think that I'm stupid like you? You say stupid things. You think that I'm going to put stupid things in the Chumash? So the Baruch Shalom says, "Achichacha be'echa le'enecha." I'm going to bop you over the head. I'm going to show you that it's not so. The Baruch Shalom says, "If you say terrible things about the Chumash edited by Moshe Rabbeinu, hechrashti, that's a halbut Torah. But to say that I have stupid things in the Torah, that I'm like you, hayos eya kamocha, the misa do means hayos eya kamocha, that I'm just like you, just like you're an idiot. I think of foolish things also. That's not." Well, the foolish of Kabbalah, the Pasuk says, the Gemara in Sukkah has this comment. The Pasuk describes the people that do Averis, in the beginning it seems like Chavle Hashov. The Avera is drawing them like a thin, like a cobweb, or a very thin string, thread. And then later on, after doing the Avera many times, it becomes the Avera is so Moshe, the person, kavos ragola, like the heavy cord that you tie on the wagon, that you tie the horse with the wagon to be able to pull. Those are very heavy. You don't just have a thin cobweb over there. So the Gemara has that common. The Yetzirah, the Tchila, the Melchut, Shal Kuvya. First, the Yetzirah is such a nothing. It's a mashu. But the same time, the Avera is ragola. So that's first Menashe, then Chizkiah started to chep started to chep the Namishkeit. And then only later, he started to chep with real apikursu shazach, and then became an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So one thing led to another. That's what the Gemara understands when that pasuk in Yeshayah. Moshe ha'ovoi in b'chavli hashov, first the string is very thin, and then it develops kavos ha'agol. Then the Gemara says, "What taka the Asan Allah?" Now that we mentioned the Asan Allah miyot, now that we mentioned it, that Menashe ben Chizkiya gechepet the pesukim in Chumash. Why does the taka say "Vachos loitim tim and tim oisapi legesh"? Why? What's the kavana? Why did the Rebbe Shlom find it so important to incorporate that into the Tanakh? So the Gemara says, "Because Timna Chos loitim Timna, he was the Ben Hamelach, she was the Bat Hamelach also." As it says, Aluf Lotan, Aluf Timna, and every Aluf means Machusa Beloitoga, means the whole kingdom. Doesn't mean that Imam's a king with a crown. It means the whole section of the kingdom is named after this person. So this Timna was Abbas HaMelech. She was an important political figure in her nation, in the Croatian nation. So the tradition has it that she wanted to convert. She came to Avraham Avinu and he didn't accept. She came to Yitzchak, didn't accept. She came to Yankov and he didn't accept. Why is Beloitoga blue? Why did they accept her? Avraham Avinu accepted so many gerim. The Rambam says hundreds and thousands of gerim, hundreds of thousands of gerim. So why didn't he accept that? Some he thought that was Shalom Hashem Shemaim or something. I don't know. So the Gemara says, but she felt that this is the true religion, this is the real people that you have to be mitzvahed with. So she says, Amar Mutar Teishit Cholum Azu. She became a Pilegesh Talifa, not even a regular wife. She said, it's best to Savannah, a Pilegesh Talifa, rather than to remain a diknaka, to remain aloof, to remain the princess, and to be a big senator, whatever, a congresswoman, to be a big machak in politics. She didn't want to be the gvir of umacheres, a congressman, she'd rather be a pilegish. But then the Gemara says, the pasuk says that she had a child, Amalek, and it says, Vachos, the Timna Hoyt Pilegesh. That's described in Chumash right next to the pasuk that says she had a child named Amalek. So what's the connection? The connection is of the Gemara that Avram and Yitzchak and Yankov did wrong. They shouldn't have been merachika. They should have accepted her when she wanted to convert. They should have accepted her. But because they did an amulet to her by not accepting, it's a pella. Well, why did they not accept? The Medrash is not only Avram Avinu was mekabegem hanefesh shesharasa b'chorin. The Gemara is going to say, first of all, the Gerim. The Gemara says that Yitzchak, the Medrash says that Yitzchak was mekabegem. Vayeshet, how does it say? Vayogar, Vayeshev Yaakov the Eretz Meguri Ovid. The Eretz Meguri Ovid, but the Medrash says that he was Megayr, and his father was Megayr, and his grandfather was Megayr, and they're all Megayr. That the Megayr, so many people, what's that, don't get shepherded on this, Timna, I don't know, the Gemara doesn't explain. No, but the Gemara says Amalek was an Einish. Amalek, because... Could be. I don't know. So the Gemara says, because they did an Avla, that they were Merachika, they should have been the Kabbal her, she wanted to convert. So that's why an Einish and Hashemayim, she gave birth to Amalek, and he was Tzarin Olisla, he gave us birth. The nation of Amalek gave us birth. Then the Gemara says, the other thing was that he started chatting two things. So what was this? Achot loit and tinder, tinder hait to leibish. So our tradition has it that's the reason why the Chumash gives the explanation. What's the other thing? How come it says that Reuben went and makes tir chitim? What's the significance of that? So the Gemara says, Malame, that tzaddikim are not touched in the day of the desert. They only went to make tir chitim after they had already harvested what they wanted and they left the other stuff behind. So whatever they left behind, the Balak saw there was makir. So then, and only then, did Reuben go and take the Zudoyim Matzot. He wouldn't take it, called Mount at the Bible, Mount Makhtar on it. Once we were talking about Limin HaTorah, the Gemara said that I'm an Aleph, Dvar Hashem Boz, it goes on Limin HaTorah Shabbat Tzad, Torah Shabbat Teh, and so on. The Gemara speaks about the importance of learning Torah Lishma. The Gemara texts in other places about the Lord of Kolos. One learns, the Yom Yasakarim HaTorah Mitzvah, Shalom Lishma, Shafir Lishma, Lishma, Mitzvah Shalom Lishma, Bo Lishma. There are other Gemaras in the Drashim that say Kolalan the Torah Shaloi Lishma Noyachla Ila Nepcha Shil Yosa Alpanov. It would have been better that the person who's learning Torah Shaloi Lishma should have not been born. He should have died in the state of a fetus. The Rashim tells the spirit between the two Gemaras. Which is it? You say that it's not so bad learning Shaloi Lishma. They say that it's terrible. It's better that he should never have been born. The Rashim tells to give the standard answer. There are two kinds of Shaloi Lishma. If he's just learning Shalom Lishma, everybody in the neighborhood, all the guys get married, so they're learning the Kolos, he's also going to learn. Or if he's going to learn, so the Shver will support. He's not going to learn, have to work for a living. So then he's learning Shalom Lishma. He wants to take the easy way. Or, faith in Eretz Yisrael. He learns in order to be puppet from the army. Not that he's so interested in learning, he doesn't want to go to the army. Whatever. So if a person learns Shalom Lishma, that's not so bad. Somebody's learning Shalom Lishma. Sub is learning. Part of the day he'll be learning Lishma, but every minute of the day he's learning Shalom Lishma. Because Shalom Lishma, Ba Lishma. Part of the learning will be Lishma. But if his whole learning, the thing that motivates him to learn, is Kedei Lekante, to show up the others, that they don't know how to learn. Everything is Lekante. Then the other matter says, the other Gemara says, Nachle Ila Nefesh Ila Nefesh Shal Yosaf. That's how Rashi and Tessi say. So, and often says, eating. But even if, and others give other answers, whatever the terrors to the steerers. But there certainly is a madrega to one who learns the Shema. There's certainly a higher madrega than one who learns Shalom Lishma. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Olam HaTorah Lishma, Zecher LeDvarim Harbe. If you learn Shalom Lishma, you're not Zecher LeDvarim Harbe. That all of those haptochas only go, and one learns Torah Lishma. So that's what Rabbi Alexandri says. Kol Olam HaTorah Lishma will accomplish much more than the one who learns Shalom Lishma. He makes him Shalom Tmal Shalom Maila, Uvipamal Yashal Mata. Who is the Pamal Yashal Maila? We usually assume that it means the Malachim. Who is the Pamal Yashal Mata? Usually we assume that it means the Tamil HaChanim on this earth, who are learning Torah. I think that's how Rashi writes. This is how Gemara Brochus also. Such a similar Gemara Brochus. The end of the second parak of Brochus, the Mishnah says, Al-Tat, that a person shouldn't just daven himself on this Shmoneh Esrei every day. Day in, day out, three times a day, says the same this Shmoneh Esrei. A person should add on his own tchidus at the end. The Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei was instituted by Dan Shekhnes HaGdoy Moshe, so everybody has to say that. But every person should have an outpouring of his own need. Need a shidduch for one of the children. Another child doesn't have any children. Another one has to pass an exam. Another one is applying for a job, so I'm applying for a job, whatever. Whatever the needs happen to be, someone is sick in the family, so you have to add on a tefillah in the end. So we add on lalakai and sadash on the mirror, that's what one of the chachamim used to add on all the time, so we add that on. So the Gemara says there, in the end of the second paragraph of Brachos, each one of the tanaim and amarim used to add on his own sin at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. So one of them used to add on, such, I think Rav Safra used to add on, he wrote saying that everyone should learn, we should learn the Shema. And those Olani Shalom Bishma, you should have Min HaShemayim, you should help them that they should change their ways, and they should also Olani Bishma. Because Olani Torah Bishma is Ayim Adregim Olani Shalom Bishma. And by via the fact that the Lord be learning Torah Bishma, this will be Nesim Shalom, the Father Shalmaila, or the Palmal Yoshalmata. So the Marsha says that this Gemara is similar to that Gemara. That's what Rabbi Alexandri says. The one who learns Torah Bishma is Nesim Shalom, Father Shalmata, Palmal Yoshalmaila. So that's why the Gemara says there that Rav Safi used to have this Nusa Hatfila. He wrote, and those who are learning, we should all learn the Shema. Those who are already learning Shalom the Shema should change their ways and they should start learning the Shema. And the learning Torah the Shema should accomplish to be Nesim Shalom. Where do you see Nesim Shalom in both? Because the Nabi Yeshaya says, Oh Yechazek Dima Uzi, like it says, O Noda Kishon Agahu. It's Moshe Shalom. What does it mean? O Noda in Parshas Mishpatim. In Noda. It doesn't mean O or. Sometimes the word O in Tanakh means in. Here also. O Yechazik Bamuzi. In Yechazik Bamuzi. Mawuzi means Moz HaTorah. Shem Moz Le'amitim Shalach Zamashon Goz HaTorah. If a person learns Torah Shtark, if a person learns Shalach Zishma, it's going to be Shvach. If a person learns Zishma, means very motivated. In Yechazik Bamuzi. If he's going to learn on the Torah in a Shtark way, it means Zishma. Yasa Shalom Li, Shalom Yasa Li. So the Yasa Shalom Li, and the Shalom Yasa Li is referring to the two, the Pamal Yishalmailo, and the Pamal Yishalmat. And Rabbi Adzan, the one who learns Torah Lishma, is the Pasuk says, in Yishai also, this Pasuk is very famous, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, has after the statement, Nefesh HaChaim is based on this Pasuk. V'osim Dvorai Deficho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed the Divrei Torah into our mouths, He has covered us over with his hand. He gives us the ability to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs. Gemara here is speaking about Roshim Dvar Desicho, about the Liman HaTorah. The Roshim puts the words of Torah into our mouth. What can we accomplish by learning Torah? He gives us the ability to learn Torah Shamayim Elisa Doris. We have the ability to recreate the heavens and the earth while learning of Torah. That's where Rav says, "What a learn Torah the Shema, he live on a palton and shalmaila, this shalmat, as if he recreated the heavens and recreated the earth, as it says in the Navi, Vasim Dvarai Deficha, the Torah Shamayim will be said Rosh. The Yechanan says he's making, what a learn Torah is bringing protection for the whole world. Shenemba, Vitzel Yadi Kisisicha, Pashup Shan the Pashup, Vitzel Yadi Kisisicha, the Rabbanu Shalom gives us the ability to learn Torah by his protecting us. So the Gemara isn't, Rav Yechanan is interpreting, no. By putting the Torah into our mouth, that already accomplishes the Vitzel Yodi Kisisicho. The Vitzel Yodi Kisisicho is already the reward. Not Vatzel Yodi Kisisicho, Vitzel Yodi Kisisicho, Kama, this will bring to the Torah Shamayim. No, Vitzel Yodi Kisisicho is already part of the reward. That's Megan Al Kol Olam Kuma. Vitzel Yodi Kisisicho. Then the next phrase in the passage says, Vilema Letzion Amiyoto. So he says, "Af mikaras es agula." If a person will learn Torah Lishma, this will hasten the gula, as it says, "Lei malitzil an amiyot." How is that exactly so? Why should Dima Torah mikaras the gula? I saw one of them. I think maybe the Mashal. One of the questions says on the Gadatay, maybe on the Yanyanke. So one of them says, if a person doesn't learn Lishma, he wants to say everything over in his own name. So he's not going to be under the other shame on it. He's not going to be yelach. He's going to be a faker. But if he's an elochah, he's learning Torah Lishma. So he's not embarrassed. He'll say, Rashi says, Taisu says, the Masha says, the Raman says, I thought the Masha, all the big tradition doesn't have to say in his own name. So, however, David B'Shem Mormon, maybe Gula Lord. So that's how they interpret. He's Mekar V'Sagula. If he learns Lishma, if he's not going to be interested in being Naitul Kedula, the Ator El Yatmo, he'll say over everything in the name of the Mokka. So that's one of the things that maybe it's Agula. And Mark speaks about the importance of teaching other people to as if he had created the other person. As it says on Nefesh HaShalot HaBechoram, what does it mean? The Medrash says if all of mankind gets together, they can't create even a little bug. That's what it's supposed to say, that Avram and Sarah on Nefesh HaShalot HaBechoram, they created people. But what it means is, he was preaching monotheism to the world, he was teaching them Torah. As if he had created the other person. Some thoughts would say that when the Rebbe dies, the Talmidim have to sit Shiva. Talmidim have to live Kriya. The Gemara has even like that. Why? Because Malakas Kilo Asor, as if he had given Yolod, as if he had given birth to him. Then the Gemara has the next manometer, the Rebbe Loza says, Kilo Asor, Divrei Torah. If a person teaches Torah to someone, a person learns Torah is one madrega. But the Gemara says, "Habila mamti mirabaisai, mechavera yoyte mirabaisai." The Rebbe says, "I learned a lot from my rabbein, but when I learned from Chavrut, I learned more. Mitalmidai yoyte mikulam." They had to transmit the Torah to the Talmidim. He was able to be mevarid even more before he transmitted it to the Talmidim. So that's what he said. I'm lamed as ben chavera tel mal ala kasa kilo asan the divrei Torah. As if he was re-mechadish the divrei Torah, because it's true, when a person is preparing the return to present it to others, he'll get a greater insight. Kilo asan the divrei Torah. And then Rava says, kilo asan li atmai, as if he recreates himself, shenem al asitim, that part it says, v'shmartem as divrei abiyat azot, asitim oisam, as if nechumish chaser vol. So the Gemara always dashes moving a chaser, like El Me'arish and Shetikra Osam, the Chos above, the Gemara says, Atem, 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 and many drushes, the Gemara has a Mali and Chos, there's a whole Sefer. One of the Rabbans from Germany printed a whole Sefer, Mali and Chos and Tanakh. Every time, he's dumped up a lot of drushes. Every time the Gemara has a drush on a Mali and Chos, he showed a lot of drushes people don't even realize. He dug out the Nunta Derev, a lot of drushes. But this is the Ferris. So Rabbi says, since the Chos is written Chos, I'll pick the oath and mellow out that, because that's where it's written. Cross the vote. The Gemara says not only one who is malamit chaveira Torah, malala kilo asa, even one who encourages someone else to do a mitzvah, malala kalta kilo asa, as if he himself had done a mitzvah. As it says, the Moshe Rabbeinu encouraged, he instructed Aram, matcha shekitba tayor, tikaf yadecho, and they needed the water. So the Rebbe Shlom told him, take the matter with which you made the Kriyas Yamsul, and I should teach about the Makab Dam. But he made the dam, so you should use it for the Hapsola of the Klal Yisrael. So it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu who made the dam, that was Aaron made the dam. But since Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who instructed him, Moshe he came, well Aaron he came, Allah Makalamata, Chavera, Levan Mitzvah. Since Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is Mitzava, Aaron, he has to do it, so it's considered this Shluch Shalokumot as if Moshe Rabbeinu has done it. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss who were the two. We just mentioned briefly before, we'll have to do next week. The Pasuk says that, Varashem Bozas, Mitzvah so one Tana says Zapikurt, one Tana says it's Mekalapada Matara. So the assumption was that Mekalapada Matara is a worse Madrega than Apikurt. So what did the Apikuris do already? And what does the Megalopana Matara do, which is worse than Apikuris? So that's what the next Gemara is going to discuss. I noticed right at this week, Sefer has a comment on the person, and this week said, it says when the Shvatim were born, so they gave names to each one of the Shvatim, so one of them was Yisachar. So you usually assume that the correct pronunciation is Yisachar. Some Chassidim pronounce it Yisachar. Not on Exib, some it's not Gemot, but not the Yisachar. But it's usually assumed that it's a Kri Exib, and you only pronounce it Yisachar. So how come you don't pronounce the second Shin? So Silik Sat Sefer has an interesting comment on the Pasuk, which is based on over here. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Ayla Rasa Lekim Zolotecha. There's some kind of reward that's promised in the future that all of the words on the Nevi'im cannot possibly describe. So either that goes on Olam Abba as opposed to Yimos HaMashiach, or it goes on the Bali Tshuva as opposed to the Tzaddikim, or it goes on the Tzaddikim as opposed to the Bali Tshuva. There's one Madrega that was promised in Tanakh, and the other Madrega we can't even express, we can't even say. So one of the opinions that the Gemara quotes is, one who is Mahane, Talmid HaChachamim, Minachasa, one who supports Torah. One is Masi Bito, the Talmid HaChachamim, marries his daughter up to a Ben Terek, or a Talmid HaChacham, all the Haftochis in Tanakh, about all the rewards go on him. But on the Talmud Chacham himself, that's Ayin L'Ros of the King of Israel. That's the higher Madrega. So the Ksav Sefer says that was Yisachar as ruler. That Yisachar was sitting alone. Then Yisachar had been a leader. The Pasuk says Yirayam. They were the Sanhedrin and Yerushalayim who were involved in Kiddush HaKadosh and Ibra Hashanah. That they were the higher representation of people from Shevet Yisachar than from the other Shvatim. That's what the Pasuk says. Menei Yisachar, Yoidei Bidolitim, there was a higher percentage of members of Shevet Yisachar in the Bez Nagodol, who are in charge of Kriyas Aluach than from the other Shvatim. So that's what he says. Yisachar was known as the Talmid HaChachamim. It's not Zulim to say Yisach Yisachah Ba'alacha. Zulim went and he made the Parnas and he was Mahana Yisachah. So that's why you have Tushin. There's a lot of Skar. You only pronounce Yesh Skar, but you only pronounce one Sin. The other Shin, you can't even pronounce it. It's Ayin L'Rosa L'King Zulasech. It represents the idea that the real Tamir HaChacham, the real Mekoy, not the Zulim. The Zulim, the Torah, the Tanakh promises all this God. But the Yisachu, the Talmud Chacham himself, that's the Tchina Vayla Rosh of the King's Zulim. It's interesting. They have in the Hagdama to the Ksav Sefer, they say that these were, the Ksav Sefer used to say that the Bokhrim, they didn't have a dormitory. So the Bokhrim used to eat, they didn't have a Chadar Ocha that all the boys would eat. So they had Balabatim, used to have them all go to Shabbos. So it was expected that on Leil Shabbos by the Tish, the Bokhrim would say, oh, they did it there. So the Ksav Sefer always on Leil Shabbos, didn't he think Kabbalah Shabbos and Baruch Hu, used to say some different terms. So all the Bokhrim should have what to say over for the Balabatim. There's form that were printed. And they write in the song, these are Be'etlas that the Bokhrim should be able to say when they eat by the Balabatim, because the Balabatim. So he used to say that was one style of therapy. That he said on Friday night. Then on Shabbos morning, during Kriyas HaTorah, Gavla Gavra, he would think of which Divrei Musa to tell the Bochum by Shalashudas. And after Havdalah, he would sit and write down all the verklas that he thought of over Shabbos. Those, in the Sefer, you have both styles. In the Sefer, you have some of them are things that the Balabatim would enjoy, sharp verklas, and others are Divrei Musa the Techacha for the Bochum, different styles. So it's interesting. He told them that the difference between the sky that the Balabatim are going to get and the sky that the Tamidim are going to get, that the hidden shin that's not pronounced represents the Tchina Vayin L'Rosh and the Tchina Vayin L'Rosh.
Small, this is like the blood of the Thank you.